Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The first baseman, Ramon Webster. Batting third. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Danny Cater. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Joe Nosek. Batting eighth. The catcher, Phil Roof. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Catfish Hunter. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Catfish Hunter. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The left fielder, Ed Stroud. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ken Berry. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry McNairtney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster strikes out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud strikes out. There goes Buford. The throw from Roof to Campaneris, and Buford is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green strikes out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cater moves to second. Joe Nosek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nosek hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. Cater moves to third. Bando moves to second. Two outs. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is walked intentionally. Catfish Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with John covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee strikes out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Webster scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCraw for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 0 for 1 in the game. Webster strikes out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. Hershberger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. AG throws the ball into Hansen, who tags Hershberger trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Webster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Roof settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green strikes out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Nasek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0 for 1 in the game. Stroud hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nasek, who is chasing the ball. Stroud reaches third base with a triple. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee is hit by the pitch. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw takes first base on ball 4. Agee moves to second. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stroud scores. Agee scores. McCraw moves to second. It's 2 to nothing, White Sox. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hansen strikes out. Two outs. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0 for 1 in the game. McNairtney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Nasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nasek is 0 for 1 in the game. Nasek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen misplays the ball. That's an error on Hansen. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Roof hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nasek moves to second. Catfish Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney fires to second and picks off Nasek for the out. One out. Catfish Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunter strikes out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 2 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0 for 1 in the game. John hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 2 in the game. Causey bunts towards first. Webster scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Causey for the out. John moves to second. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Stroud hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 0 for 2 in the game. Webster hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy AG is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. AG is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. AG hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Webster fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hunter fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 2 in the game. Green strikes out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Nasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nasek is 0-for-2 in the game. Nasek hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a pop-up towards first. Webster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0-for-2 in the game. McNairtney hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Webster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. John hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Aussie Chavarria pinch hits for Catfish Hunter. Aussie Chavarria is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chavarria hits a fly ball into right field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-3 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 0-for-3 in the game. Webster hits a fly ball into left field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Blue Moon Odom now pitching. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-2 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Stroud hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Odom, and towards Campaneris, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Weiss now playing second base. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hershberger strikes out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-3 in the game. Green hits a fly ball into right field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Kansas City Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.